from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barton is my name, and we're here today on this 28th day of March 2020. And I should inquire, how is your medical martial law doing? I can tell you how it's going here. And I'm not trying to be smart or funny, but I don't imagine some people are seriously suffering. And including our proposed guest today, Deborah Tavares, she would have been on, and she's not, she's made strenuous efforts to be on, but she's in the most extreme lockdown situation in California, and she's got family with her. And believe it or not, it's her birthday today, so yesterday, I think. So she has a lot to contend with, so we left it be. But I will be playing one of her very good pieces in the third hour, where she deals with earthquakes, EMF attacks, and 5G, so that'll be in the third hour today. But no, as I say, I'm able to move around here in the UK. We go to the drive to the supermarket, and there's no shortage of food, just a bit of queuing around the supermarket. And within 10 minutes, I'm in my Aldi store, which I eat out of, and there's no much restrictions, thank God for that. But they have, in the UK, made a strenuous effort to increase the food supply by 50%. And I worked in all aspects of the food, drink, tobacco industry, including haulage, including distribution, brand management, all the rest. And they gave a joint press conference the other week, and they were talking sense about that. But now we have the situation where Boris Johnson has got the coronavirus, and his health minister, and the chief medical officer. So they're all infected in Downing Street. So they're having to spread out in small groups, as they say. So there you are. But he went on, I think, Twitter to do a piece today to say that, or yesterday. And as I say, it's okay here, you know, et cetera. But okay, I live in rural parts, quite a nice local town, 7,500 people. Most of the 90% of the stores are closed, but the food stores, Aldi and Morrison's, they're open. So we're okay here. Can't complain, etc., etc. But it's nasty, nasty, nasty. And in California, where it's a lockdown and no going out, that is ridiculous. And another thing I highlighted today, I got, I think, the last box of, I have them here beside me, nitrile blue sterile gloves, which don't irritate your skin. I'm very glad to have them. But when you think of it, people's queuing around supermarkets 6 feet apart with their trolleys, going in batches, no more than 40 in the store at one time. And the joke of it is, the sad emission joke is, the handle of the supermarket is 90% of the risk of picking up the virus. Just think about it. Think about it. All the people handle those supermarket trolleys. And nobody's saying a word about it. So you need to wear those gloves to the supermarket, to your shopping. Before you get back in the car, you got to take them off and put on another pair. And don't touch the outer side of them. And then go home and dispose of that second pair of gloves. I mean, no public information film on this. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. But there you are. That's the kind I find. Start off asking the most basic questions, and you get stupid answers from professional people and tradespeople. It's a major, major part of what I do out and about. And then I shut up for a while, and then, as I say, I get provoked, and I go at people again. And the grade of people behind counters and the grade of managers in retail stores now, you're talking about tossers, absolute kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and on every single level. But, no, it's looking at all, obviously the internet, I'm amazed it hasn't collapsed because everybody is at home on the internet and looking at the stories, and especially the one from Italy, which the BBC won't bother their rear ends to explain. On the record, oh, there's a 9% death rate in Italy. Well, there are seven special factors in Italy. I think I read them out last week. I'm going to read them again. That the outbreak, largely in the Lombardy province, there are seven specific reasons it's sky high. Italy has the highest percentage of old people over 80 years of age, in possibly in the world, certainly in Europe. They're living at home with their younger sons and daughters and grandchildren. The younger children and children are probably carriers of it, but not no outbreak with them. They're infecting the old people, and the old people are getting wiped out. And the regional government did not shut down the airport. Lombardy has the highest number of Chinese companies operating there, with a lot of Chinese staff. They've been toing and froing to Canada, and they didn't shut down the airport till last week, right? Also, Lombardy, the cities there have the highest smog rate in Europe, right? Old-fashioned smog. You couldn't build a better scenario for expanding the disease. And they only started testing recently. So that's the explanation about Italy. And nobody, the BBC, climbing up on that factor to intimidate people. Oh, shocking, shocking, shocking. But I say again, refer people to the best analysis. Mike Adams, obviously, not just the laboratories, but he's a trained virologist, statistician, and he knows what he's talking about. He's able to analyze these figures such as they are. So Mike Adams on Natural News and his videos, his regular daily videos, etc. He does a special one on Alex Jones once a week. But he and UK Column dissected the entire situation there on Friday, yesterday's programme. Patrick Henningsen, American journalist, and Mike Robinson, and they went through the death rates in Britain, of normal death rates, and they're actually down. And the actual death rate from this virus for full-blown people on breathing machines is something like 2%, and it's been recorded worldwide as 4%. It's way below that. But certainly to get it is really nasty, nasty, nasty. But they're exaggerating. 80% of the people have immunity form, but they could be carriers. Yes, 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 that is true. But currently we're supposed to be locked down, stay at home, running for exercise and going to the store for food, medical things. You stay at home for 2 weeks now, but I think they'll extend that in Britain and in Ireland to 4 weeks. But to re-crank up the economy is going to be a hell of a job. But also Tucker Carlson is I've sent Ken there, he has them there, the a list of audios. But if you can pull up the Tucker Carlson one, it's about five minutes 39. You got that one? The failed local leadership, that's worth listening to. He has it very well. Got that one, Ken?
So you saw what's happening in New York. The question is, why is the outbreak so especially devastating there? New York City is the densest metro area in the country. That's the most obvious answer, probably the biggest problem. The city also has an awful lot of people traveling to and from other infected countries, and that's significant, too. But it's not the whole story. As this deadly virus emerged from eastern China and began to spread inexorably across the globe, clearly headed here, leaders in New York not only failed to shield their citizens from it, they took affirmative and aggressive steps to increase the risk to their population. Why would they do that? Well, because they were worried far more about being called racist than protecting human lives. That's not an overstatement. That's not hyperbole. Watch the city's health commissioner, Osiris Barbett, urge New Yorkers to spend as much time as possible in crowded public places. Keep in mind, this video was from February 2nd of this year. That was long after the threat from the Chinese coronavirus was obvious to anyone who was paying attention.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
Take the subway, go to dinner, people cheer. They feel good about themselves. Future generations, though, are going to watch that video with their jaws open in disbelief. How could someone charged with protecting public health so recklessly endanger it? They'll watch this performance from State Senator John Liu, too. Liu suggested that people who might be concerned in any way about contracting a deadly disease, or who might be interested in where it came from, must be, and you guessed it, bigots.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people. As an Asian American, I've been somewhat disturbed, if not outright appalled, at some of the comments or gestures that I have seen. Diseases originate from anywhere or from particular places in the world.
In other words, as a member of a protected interest group, I'm ordering you to ignore this threat to your family on moral grounds. Go to the parade or else. That's what Liu is saying. Let's hope that in the wake of this disaster, after John Liu has lost his job and we can all think clearly again, people will stop talking this way in public for good. It was always the most brutal form of social control, masquerading as sensitivity and caring. Now we know it was infecting the public with disease. But at the time, sentiments like this were universal among big city public officials. State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, for example, decided to embark on a crusade against what he called misinformation, a euphemism, as it so often is, for accurate information. Kavanaugh encouraged people to head to Chinatown for a festival.
It's very important that we recognize that this holiday and this festival is of tremendous significance for many communities in our state. And it is very important that we ensure that we don't have misinformation. And many in the media have been covering this issue as if it's, you know, a terrible plague that people have to avoid.
If you don't go to a crowded public place immediately, you're a racist. Look at those people telling you that, demanding that you do that, hectoring you, badgering you, exerting moral blackmail on you to expose yourself. By early March, coronavirus was clearly becoming a major problem in the United States. But for elected officials in New York, the only problem was their constituents' racist worries about staying alive. On March 2nd, this March 2nd, Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted this, quote, "Since I'm encouraging New Yorkers to go on with your lives, plus get out on the town despite coronavirus, I thought I would offer some suggestions. Here's the first. Through Thursday, go see The Traitor. If The Wire was a true story plus set in Italy, it would be this film." That's right. Go to a movie theater immediately. You must. A week later, de Blasio was still encouraging New Yorkers to live it up and mingle in large groups. On March 11th, which keep in mind was barely 2 weeks ago, de Blasio was still insisting that, quote, "if you're not sick, you should be going about your life." That very same day, the NBA announced it was suspending its whole season. Italy was already several days into a national lockdown. But the mayor of one of the world's most crowded cities was telling everyone to carry on as though the Chinese coronavirus was just a racist myth. Soon after that, people in New York inevitably started to get sick, in some cases very sick, in some cases they died. And then suddenly de Blasio was on Meet the Press shrieking that Donald Trump had abandoned the city. It was their fault, all their fault. That line almost always works, which is why de Blasio did it. The media play along and move on to the next thing. And no one remembers what actually happened. Will that happen this time? Maybe not. This time might be different. This pandemic is too horrible. Too many people are getting hurt. Nobody really liked identity politics anyway. All it did was help mediocrities like Bill de Blasio get elected to office. But it was disgusting and cruel and divisive. And now we know it can get people killed. Maybe we can stop.
Okay. I think that's the end of it. Okay, very good. No, Tucker Carlson, he talks absolute common sense. He is outstanding. And if they lose, if they take Tucker Carlson off Fox, you can turn Fox off because you're getting nothing. Only propaganda and lies. But Tucker is outstanding. He really is. On a world-class basis, he's outstanding. Genuine, genuine guy. And the other fact that emerged is they're analyzing what happened on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which was tied up with 3,700 passengers on board for, I think it was 2 weeks. And with that incubation, and they had only one single air conditioning system. And only 19% got infected, and they were incubated in it, right? So there's a guaranteed 80% immunity in the population, and they were all races of people on that ship. So the consistent 80% of people will not have a serious outbreak of the disease. But 20% is very, very, very high. But the words they will not use on the BBC or the American media or anywhere else is that it is, in fact, a bioweapon. And we do not know, but it will have many, many outbreaks. The thing I'm coming to later on is the Iceland of all countries. Two great investigative countries in medicine is Australia and Iceland. And they have found 400 DNA infections in it. And it's going to mutate and move on and create other situations. And it will have damaged people's DNA and their immune system. Very definitely. That's the other ongoing situation. It's a bioweapon. It's not influenza of any kind, and that's something that will break into the media. They'll follow it when it comes in, but it'll only come from the alternative media. It is a bioweapon that was released, be it accidental or on purpose, that doesn't matter now, but that's where we're going with this. But it says Iceland study identifies coronavirus mutations, says people may be infected by multiple waves of variants, right? And that is the shocking scenario. that we're faced with. But the, I'll repeat again, I can't repeat it enough, the bulletproof protocols put together by Deagle way back 5 years ago when the Ebola thing broke out was four fundamental principles: high quality garlic, vitamin C, iodine, and colloidal silver. So that's high powered garlic in any form, vitamin C, lots of it, iodine. I'm not saying what the dose should be, you have to find that out. And I still haven't got an email back from somebody I asked for that. And colloidal silver, and where the NIOSH mask, if you can get them, NIOSCH, N95 masks, which are the best masks to wear in this situation. And the other one that Trump is saying about it, if you get the full-blown disease outbreak, they're finding, well, you need a breathing apparatus, that's for sure. Chloroquine phosphate, that's pretty severe stuff, but chloroquine phosphate, I've looked up exactly, at least it's not made in China, depending on China part. It's made in India by Astral Pharmaceuticals. I'm not advertising or promoting them, but you must know how to source it. Astral Pharmaceuticals, and plenty of the Indian pharmacies and chemists, certainly in Britain, about 35-40% of the pharmacists are Indian and Pakistani, but they would make sure they would have had that and get supplies of it. But chloroquine, C-L-O-R-O-Q-U-I-N-E, phosphate, P-H-O-S-P-A-T-E, 25 milligram tablets. I don't know what the correct dose is, but it's, you don't start taking them willy-nilly. You have to find out the correct prescribed amount. I don't have that today. And I'm not giving out medical advice, but quoting what Trump has already said and what the key medical people have said. But in Britain, they're not giving out, chief scientific and medical officer, they're not giving out advice on that. I mean, it's just, there's so many deficiencies. Like I said, the supermarket trolley, which are handy. No, nothing. Anyway, the good one is great. Thank you. Thanks for looking.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Good, and I hope I can come in on this line. We had communication problems this week. Sent a headset and a connector, and it worked during the week, but it's beginning to give trouble now. And I'll switch again during the break in a few minutes. But in Iceland, we just run to the few minutes to the other break, Ken, and I'll do fill in 3 minutes, 4 minutes on this here, and then I'll do a switch again. Genetic sequencing of swabs from nearly 10,000 people in Iceland, where 640 cases have been reported, my God, in Iceland, small population there, as of Tuesday, has revealed 40 different mutations in the novel coronavirus. Sequencing results, I don't exactly know what all this means, sequencing results also reveal that the person may be infected by two variants of the virus. Researchers at Decode Genetics, a private biopharmaceutical company based in Reykjavik, has been assisting local health authorities in conducting tests for COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, but they were also performing genetic analysis, collected samples in hopes of understanding how the virus spread in small Icelandic community. Iceland's population exceeds 364,000 by only a small margin. Speaking to the Danish news outlet, Dagbult, Kari Stefansson, the CEO of Decode Genetics, said that the mutations were specific to their countries of origin, as they served as genetic signatures which allowed researchers to trace the infection back to three groups. So it's mutating in the individual countries, I think that's what they mean. Icelanders were infected in Italy, Austria, and the United States. We have genes from more than 400 infections. Well, the interesting thing about the sequencing is that we can track where the virus comes from. Some come from Austria. There is another type from people who were infected in Italy, and there is a third type virus found in people infected in England. Seven people had attended a football match in England, Stefansson shared with the press. Infections by more than one variant of the novel coronavirus is possible. Okay. The samples used for the sequencing project came from 9,768 people who were confirmed to be infected, showing symptoms of illness or living in high-risk areas. Since the first coronavirus in Iceland was announced on February 28, health officials have reported two deaths. A 70-year-old woman who was considered the first Atlantic casualty, and an Australian tourist whose death linked by the same virus. Okay, and researchers at this Decode Genetics also collected samples from additional 5,571 volunteers who neither had any symptoms nor were at SCO COVID-19 at the time, or at risk of the virus at the time. Of more than 5,000 samples, 48 returned with positive results, but these people, the research noted, showed no symptoms of any kind. Well, that's 1%. Well, on the other hand, genetic analysis of nearly 10,000 samples revealed 40 location-specific mutations that linked them genetically to the variant. Okay, go into a lot of detail. But the Icelanders are doing very, very good research at a lot of levels, and more and more people, and the Australians. I think an Australian doctor found a way of putting 5 people on the one ventilator. So there's necessity is the mother of invention, you could say. That is definitely happening as well. So with a lot of detailed stuff we could read out here today, we don't want to get too technical. But anyway, Ken, just so they can do the switch and do something else here, can we go to a break now, the second break, at the bottom of the hour, and I'll need about 5 or 6, 7 minutes. Is that okay? And I hope to sort out the technical problems here. Okay? If they can hear me. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's switch over and talk about oil. It's had its worst day yesterday since 1991. You are an investor in the sector through this Occidental Petroleum deal from last year. You put in $10 billion,
exactly.
I think, and maybe some more after that. I know you get preferred dividends, but that investment has to be underwater at this point. And what's your thinking?
Well, the ten billion is a preferred stock with warrants, and there is no market in it.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's a private deal. But we also have about 2% of the common stock, and that's down significantly. And you know, as I said when I did it, I mean, the biggest variable is the price of oil, and I don't know the price of oil. And every day it gets quoted, and today it's, you know, quoted at whatever it is on WTI. Maybe it's $33 or something like that. And
hello. No, I'm not ready to go yet. I just want to talk to Ken. Talk to Ken directly. If you can just play the bumper music and just come on and talk to me. Hello?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello there. Last night, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered the UK to go into a state of lockdown so as to do its part in dealing with the current global situation. Firstly, as ever, please kick that YouTube algorithm up the jacksie by giving this video a big fat like, and I'm always uploading new content, so please do check my YouTube channel daily. In what must have been a very hard decision for a UK Tory politician to make, at 8:30 p.m. last night, the 23rd of March 2020, Boris Johnson told the population that they must stay at home. The only exceptions to this will be for essential food and medicine shopping, as infrequently as possible. One outing for exercise every day, travelling to and from essential work, or for a medical need and to provide help or care to a vulnerable person. And this will be enforced, and there is even talk of a £30 fine for anyone who fails to comply. You mustn't meet with mates or family members you do not live with. Ceremonies like weddings and baptisms are banned, but funerals can continue. And the big one for most people will be that gatherings of more than two people in public are banned, unless you're all from the same household. And to back this up and remove many of the reasons people find to leave their homes, the government has issued a list of all the businesses and premises that must close forthwith, with the measures to be reviewed in 3 weeks' time to assess whether they can be relaxed or not. A link to that document is provided in the descriptions box below this video. But the message is that all non-essential businesses and premises must now shut. And all this came into force at close of business last night. Although the wording does make it seem more of a request than something that is being enforced, when it says near the end of the document, "We are asking the businesses and premises and other venues outlined above not to open for trade." However, it does also say that these premises and other venues must close as they involve prolonged close social contact. And here's the list. Firstly, food and drink businesses. Restaurants must close, but food delivery and takeaway can remain operational from these premises. Cafes, including workplace canteens, but food delivery and takeaways can remain operational. But cafes or canteens at hospitals, care homes or schools, prison and military canteens, services providing food or drink to the homeless can all remain operational. Public houses must close. Bars and nightclubs, including bars in hotels or members' clubs, must close. On retail, hair, beauty and nail salons, including piercing and tattoo parlours, must close, as must massage parlours. All retail must close, with the notable exceptions of supermarkets and other food shops, health shops, pharmacies including non-dispensing pharmacies, petrol stations, bicycle shops, home and hardware shops can stay open, laundrettes and dry cleaners, and bicycle shops mentioned again because they must be doubly important. Garages, car rentals, pet shops, corner shops, newsagents, post offices and banks can all stay open. Outdoor and indoor markets must close, unless they are market stalls which offer essential retail such as grocery and food. Auction houses and car showrooms must close. Now for hotels. Hotels, hostels, bed and breakfasts, campsites and boarding houses for commercial use must all close, except where people live in these as interim abodes whilst their primary residence is unavailable, and key workers can continue to stay in hotels or similar where required. Caravan parks and sites for commercial uses must shut, except where people live permanently in caravan parks or are staying in caravan parks as interim abodes where their primary residence is not available. Now for non-residential institutions. Libraries must shut. Community centres, youth centres and similar must also shut. Facilities may remain open for the purpose of hosting essential voluntary or public services such as food banks or homeless services, and the government says it will do everything to support vulnerable people who are without a network of friends and families. Places of worship for services must shut, except for funerals following the social distancing guidelines. Places of worship should remain open for solitary prayer. Live streaming of a service without audience would be permissible. And cinemas, theatres and concert halls must shut, except for live streaming of a performance by a small group, could be permissible with social distancing observed. And now for assembly and leisure. Museums and galleries must shut. Bingo halls, casinos and betting shops must shut. Spas must shut. Skating rinks must shut. Fitness studios, gyms, swimming pools or other indoor leisure centres must shut. And arcades, bowling alleys, soft playing centres and similar must also shut. And these all have no exceptions. And now on to outdoor recreation. Enclosed spaces in parks, including playgrounds, sports courts and pitches, and outdoor gyms or similar, must all shut. Everyone is instructed to comply with these rules, and any business operating in contravention of them will be committing an offence. But the document does give a link to where businesses can find details on any financial aid available to them. And the screed also says, Environmental Health and Trading Standards officers will monitor compliance with these regulations, with police support provided if appropriate. Businesses and premises that breach them will be subject to prohibition notices and potentially unlimited fines. So beware. The trouble is that there are some feral idiots in our society that insist on making a nuisance, or worse, of themselves. The Independent and the Yorkshire Evening Post both report that large crowds of youths coughed and spat at frontline emergency workers attending a serious incident on Saturday night. And according to the reports, PC Rachel Story of the West Yorkshire Police tweeted, So whilst scene guarding at a serious incident tonight, we were faced with large crowds shoulder to shoulder spitting on the floor and coughing at us when asking them to move back. Yes, coughing, then the target of egg throwers on passing motorbikes. Just why? No excuse. And another PC, Charlotte Nichols, replied to the tweet saying, It was just vile. I had to wash my boots last night when I got home, as I couldn't stop thinking about the amount of spit I'd stood in. The chairman of the West Yorkshire Police Federation, Brian Booth, said that this was not an isolated incident, and that those who engage in this type of behaviour are unlikely to adhere to any lockdown rules. This sort of behaviour just beggars belief, does it not? But even with the new laws that are being rushed through Parliament at the moment, there are doubts as to whether the police can deal with this on their own or not, mainly due to illness levels amongst officers at the moment. The Mail reports that the chairman of the Metropolitan Police Federation, Ken Marsh, has cast doubt on officers' ability to deal with Boris Johnson's lockdown, meaning the army may need to help enforce these strict new measures. Talking to the BBC, he said, As you quite rightly point out, we haven't seen one of the 24,000 officers that we lost across the country. So it will be very, very challenging and very difficult for us with what's put in front of us. But we don't actually know what is being put in front of us yet, other than we're going to be asked to disperse crowds. It's going to be a real, real challenge. He also said that the army are already in place on the outskirts of London and across the country, and I don't doubt again for one minute that they will be called if needed. And this was backed up by the National Chairman of the Police Federation of England and Wales, John Apter, who said he could not imagine how they would deal with the ban on gatherings of more than two people. But isn't it strange? One minute we're trying to coax a reluctant population out into parks and to engage in walking and exercise, then when people are told not to go outside...
Let Jeff Taylor take a rest and we go to a break, and we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Okay, we're coming back in for the end of the last section of the first hour. I apologize to listeners. This was all the problems tonight on my end. I got a slightly cheap connection for the damaged computer, and it didn't work out. My mistake, etc. Whatever. Hopefully, I have a better one for next week. Okay, well, we do go back on. I interrupted in that all that confusion. You can't play that piece again. Warren Buffett, a poor man, wouldn't shed a tear for Warren Buffett. He invested $10 billion in an oil portfolio when oil was $76 a barrel. It's now down to $25. So here's an interview with Warren Buffett crying in his soup. If Ken can play that again, it's two and a half minutes. It might fit in this section here.
Let's switch over to talk about oil. It's had its worst day yesterday since 1991. You are an investor in the sector through this Occidental Petroleum deal from last year. You put in $10 billion,
exactly.
I think, and maybe some more after that. I know you get preferred dividends, but that investment has to be underwater at this point. And what's your thinking?
Well, the ten billion is a preferred stock with warrants, and there is no market in it.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's a private deal, but we also have about 2% of the common stock, and that's down significantly. And you know, as I said when I did it, I mean, the biggest variable is the price of oil, and I don't know the price of oil. And every day it gets quoted, and today it's quoted at whatever it is on WTI. Maybe it's $33 or something like that.
Yeah.
And now it's going back into what they call contango, you know, where the far out sells at a premium, where it was in backwardation when we did the deal, and the far out was at a discount. But there's still, you know, if you have an opinion on oil, you can buy or sell oil either 1 year out or 2 years out or 3 years out or something of the sort. And when oil was in the 30s, there's a lot of agony in the oil patch. And the math just changes terrifically. I mean, it just doesn't pay to drill in a lot of areas. And the Saudis can turn out a lot of it with practically no operating costs, or, you know, I mean, they've got very, very, very cheap operations.
I mean, between that war between the Saudis and the Russians, and then also perhaps the secular decline of demand given concerns about climate change. Is this really a great place to invest?
Well, I don't think the secular demand will change that much, but certainly the immediate demand has changed. I mean, the airlines need less, and people drive less if they're working out of their homes. And I mean, you can change, you know, when you're talking about something close to 100 million barrels a day, if you change it by 5%, you know, that is huge. If everybody wants to keep producing what they were before. And it's, you know, it's what they call the marginal barrel that determines price. It, when I took economics in school, they used to talk about the marginal mine in gold, and that was a very big deal. And my professor said that he wanted to buy the marginal mine somewhere over in Africa. They have a little tiny mine, and it would have a big sign that said marginal mine, and the whole world would watch it. Well, that's what we do with oil, except we're talking 100 million barrels a day. And small supply and demand changes can have a very disproportionate, well, it's an appropriate change.
Okay, poor old Warren Buffett, he'll have some problem digging the shareholders out of that one. Okay, we'll go to this break and go to the top of the hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.